Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at holidayinnexpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at holidayinnexpress.com. Terms apply.
It may be cold outside, but things are always cooking at the Backyard Barbecue Store. Hi, this is Dan Marguerite. Whether you are looking for a new grill, smoker, or just need some charcoal and smoking wood, we have you covered. We can even show you how to use that new grill at one of our grilling classes. Our newly designed space is also available for your next private event. The Backyard Barbecue, your Big Green Egg Superstore, is located at 535 Green Bay Road in downtown Wilmette. Or go to backyardbbqstore.com or call 847-251-2272. The Backyard Barbecue Store. Where cooking out is always in.
Cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2018. Donate now at carsforkids.com. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting votes and real estate donations.
North Pole Hotline, Mrs. Claus here.
Help, I'm losing sleep over what to get everyone on my list.
Rest assured, Old Navy's got you covered.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is on sale.
The entire store?
Yes, get up to 60% off on gifts like matching sleep sets and cozy sweaters.
Up to 60% off the entire store?
Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 and sweaters from $12.
I'm not gonna sleep on that. I need it now.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
Time to rise and shine.
Holiday your heart out with up to 60% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 12/5 through 12/12. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is where Chicago goes to talk about the first place Bears, the number one and most listened to sports station, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station, WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Good afternoon or morning, whatever the heck it is.
Patrick Manley.
Patrick has some great hair. His hair was sweet, man.
He was a Bear for a really, really long time.
Three things you got to do. You got to snap, protect, and cover. I feel like I can do all three pretty well.
Score Bears pregame host.
Coaches say you got to go find a butt. You run off a butt. You run off, you know, your jersey's butt.
252 games, zero solo tackles, but all of your heart.
The level of leadership that he brought in the sense of camaraderie and teammateship.
Patrick Manley with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Patrick Manley is brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free. The top of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. He had a great career, but I'll tell you what he never did. He never wanted it enough to get popped for steroids like the San Francisco 49ers, Kyle Nelson. That is, I mean, I can imagine, is it shaking the long snapper community to its core?
Hey, Dan, you got to love his commitment, man. He wanted to be the best he could be.
That's what I mean.
I can't believe it. When I saw that come across Twitter or wherever I saw it, 10 games, I don't even know the steroid policy. I didn't even know what pertained to us as kickers or specialists or long snappers, but That's unbelievable.
I mean, 10 games, that's got to be like bells and whistles going off on the machine. Like the centrifuge spins around. Like he's on all the steroids. I mean,
that's steroid, not one of the over-the-counter steroids.
Right, it's like these 75-mile-an-hour snaps at some point. The punter's like, what's into this guy, man?
Slow it down.
Hey, and before we get into the Bears and Rams, what do you make of the shotgun dead snap that seemed that everybody's using now? That guys are not spinning that ball back; that they're just holding the top of the ball and tossing it.
You know what? I guess it's a thing that works because everybody is doing it. Olin and I used to talk when he was shotgun snapping, and you know, every center has their issues, and it's tough because you got to block that 300-pound guy in front of you. But I would talk about having to point your finger and make sure that the ball is coming off your index finger right where you're pointing, and it's kind of similar as a long snap, and that's where the ball will go. I think it's maybe just an easier way for these guys to kind of hit the middle of that triangle, if you look at their butt to their heels, that they just take their hand and flip it to the middle, and they don't have to try to be as accurate, and it's kind of a dead ball back there for the guys to catch it. So I think it's something that's working, and I guess we're going to see more, you know, snappers doing it. And it's working for Cody White here. Last week he was off a bit, but they were still catchable, unlike some of the other ones he had that were, you know, weren't even catchable.
Aaron Donald only goes 280 pounds, so he's not the 300-pound behemoth you worry about as a center, I suppose. I don't know how you stop him, Pat. I really don't. The double team has been offered and then summarily defeated by that large, large man.
Yeah, you know, in the passing game, he's impossible to stop, but I think if you look at Seattle tape or some other teams that have run the ball, the only way you do stop them is you double-team them in the run. But teams get so far behind that you really can't stick with the running game because you got to hurry up and score some points trying to throw the ball. But, guys, he has this pass rush move. When you watch the game, where he takes his first step. And when his first step hits the ground, he leaps forward to the outside shoulder of the guard, and he'll take both arms or one arm. It's not really a swim. It's kind of just a rip down to the outside arm of the guard and pulls himself forward, and he splits a lot of double teams with this, and it's a very powerful quick move. And he also has a counter off that, where if the guy does catch him, he can come back in across their face. But a lot of times, obviously, it's been successful with 16 and a half sacks this year. But it's one of the most amazing things I've seen, where he takes one step and leaps. And what makes it kind of more amazing is you watch his backup try it, and it looks like a high school kid trying to do a move, and he's just perfected this thing. And he has obviously a million different moves, but he is so powerful and explosive and quick that he is going to be a nightmare for those guys. This is a game where I guarantee you the two guards and center for the Bears have watched more tape of the Rams just to try to help them ease their mind and maybe sleep a little bit more this week, because that's the only way you can kind of put your mind at ease before you go out there playing against a guy like this.
It's easy to say try to get the ball out quick. So the next question is, if the Bears do employ a sped-up passing game, where, at what angles, through what lanes, and to whom?
I think you're going to see a lot of the bunch formation. The Rams do it as well, and they'll use it in their quick game where you'll either have, you know, two guys out there, or you'll see the, you know, three guys bunch formation where you better have those guys blocking up front if you're just going to pick it up and throw it out there. And then the other thing you can do off that is you run the rub routes. You know, you run the rub routes with the slot receiver and the two guys. You bring them in a little bit closer inside the numbers, and you try to run the pick rub routes. I think that's the best way to do it. And then the one thing that we saw last week with Tariq Cohen, he's just a matchup nightmare. So if you put him out there, whoever he's going against, whether they try a linebacker or one of their safeties, I believe he can win one-on-one in that matchup. So that's another way to go about it. But I think you'll see some bunch formations and a lot of the rub routes.
Pat, why has Rams cornerback Marcus Peters been up and down so violently this season, it seems?
I think he takes chances. I think it's that simple, that he's a very confident corner, and you're going against some pretty darn good players, and he gets amped up when he goes against some, you know, top-notch receivers, and he takes chances and loses. And I think it's just as simple as that, he's a gambler. And when you're gambling, you're going to lose in this game, and you're going against the good players and good quarterbacks with as accurate as they are.
Is taking advantage of a cornerback who likes to take chances like that different in Nagy's offense than in others, or is that just, you know, double move him to death?
I think it's going to depend who's on him.
Ah.
And I do think you do double move him, but I think they're, you know, the speed of Taylor Gabriel can beat him with the quickness if he's going to jump a route. And then Allen Robinson, we saw last week. That catch was awesome on the sideline, by the way, on the helmet. He's just a matchup nightmare just because he is as big as he is and as quick as he is. And then we saw against the Lions a couple weeks ago when he torched them going one-on-one. If they want to run press coverage against him, he can get off that. So I think it's just kind of who he's going against.
I don't think you have time to double move him. You know, that's the thing is that we always talk about that. The best aspect of setting up a double move is the quarterback being able to set his feet and take a breath back there, and I don't know if you can.
But if they're press coverage, then you can do it. You know what I mean? You can shake them a little bit and then just put a little air under it and try to get them, you know, wide outside or inside. He did it against the Rams. If they run press coverage against them, that's when you can get it out quick because you can beat them off, you know, that real quick move at the line.
Just how meaningful is a fully healthy Aqib Talib to that Rams defense?
Well, is he fully healthy? That's the big question, I think, more than if he is healthy. You know, their front four is the key to this whole thing. I've heard you guys talk all week with everybody you've had on that it almost doesn't really matter who you put out there sometimes if you can't protect. So I don't think he's the most important thing. He's missed a lot of games this year. He just came back and played one half last week, and they still played pretty well defensively. You know, they still had some games where they're giving up points, but I don't think he's that important. I think just the front four guys and the two middle guys in the middle, Sue and Donald, are the absolute key to this game.
I had heard some experts talking about the Rams offense after Cooper Kupp got hurt, saying that there were some intangibles there that you can look at his own statistics and then subtract those from replacement or replacement level player, however you want to do it. But it described it to being more than that because of his understanding of the offense and because of the connection that he had with Jared Goff, that his absence appears to be magnified perhaps more than they thought. Do you agree?
I don't. I still think they're a scheme-based offense with great players, if that makes sense. That Sean McVay does such a good job at getting these guys open. Yes, I think he and Cooper Kupp had a rapport that was, you know, as good as anybody in the league, but I don't see them slowing down. They run, I'll give you an example, just a simple scheme the way they get open and the way they run this offense is they marry the play-action pass and the run game so well. You're going to see most of the time, first down, you're going to see Jared Goff under center. You're going to see Tyler Higbee, the tight end. He's going to be standing up just off either the left tackle or the right tackle's butt, and they run a play action pass where it looks like a full zone right, and it's either going to be a full zone right handoff with the tight end blocking with the front side tackle. That Tyler Higbee might be coming backside to block off the backside pursuit, and they're still going to hand it off. They're going to have that fly motion. They're going to have the ghost motion where the receiver's coming in towards the tackle, bubbles around. He's involved with the mesh with the quarterback and Gurley. And it just puts the guys in conflict the entire game in the run game. And then the next thing you know, he's pulling it out of Gurley's hand, and he's running a play. We used to call it 16 and 17 chili roll, where he kind of – it's like a half naked where he pulls up behind the backside tackle. And the next thing you know, it's a pass play, and the guys are already 12, 15 yards deep running their end cuts, you know, running some deep crossers on the back. And Jared Goff is finding guys coming wide open. Because the defense is in such conflict of this scheme of offense where you don't know whether it's run or pass, where there's five different ways they can run it with one look, and then there's, you know, 100 different routes they can run it off that same action. And it just puts those guys in conflict. So without Cooper Kupp, it's really not just him. It's just the scheme they run that really marries a play action or the run and the pass together that just keeps these guys on their toes on the defensive end.
So what do? You play zone?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing. I personally think you just play zone and try to keep everybody in front of you and try to keep the score down and play good red zone defense. But then I was listening to the Bears All Access with, I think Prince of Mukamura was on last night, and he was talking about how he's going to defend him in man coverage. Oof. So I'm guessing that's what we're going to see. You know, you don't know when you're going on these shows not to give up the tips of the game plan. But, you know, Vic Fangio seems to dial it up the right way. And I think if you're going to do it, you've got to trust. If you're going to run man, you obviously got to trust your corners to match up against those guys and be able to trail those guys in man coverage. But you've also got to have the front four be as disruptive as the Rams can be up front.
So, Pat, you've probably already looked at these numbers for Jared Goff, but for those who haven't, let me give a couple just real quick. Mm-hmm. His one loss is on the road. He seems to throw less on the road. His completion percentage is less on the road. His touchdowns are 9 versus 5 interceptions on the road, which is a much, much different rate. His rating is 93 on the road. It's about 35 points lower. And his average yards per attempt, 11 at home, under 8 on the road. Should I make anything of that?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I really don't. I don't know. And I think we're going to tell a little bit more, too, which I think we're all hoping for, a really cold game. He had a tough game against the Broncos this year, earlier in the year, when they had a little snow game. I think it was 30 degrees or something. His numbers were way down in that game. But I don't. But I do think that when you can play at home and play in an outdoor atmosphere where it feels like a dome. I mean, you're out in L.A. and Southern California. When you're out there, when I'm playing golf in Southern California, it feels like you're playing in an outdoor dome. So maybe that helps a little bit. But I don't think it makes that big of a difference. Obviously the numbers are a difference, but I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference. I'm just hoping it's colder than expected, and you know, him being the Northern California kid playing in Southern California, that it gets to him a little bit. But if there's no wind, I don't see it being that big of a distraction for those guys.
The way you and Dan were talking about that zone versus man setup with some of the play-action golf runs kind of leads me to think that when it comes to Todd Gurley, for you, he's probably going to get what he gets and then play solid red zone defense, like you said, hope to stop him and hold him to 3 instead, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. And the other thing I forgot to talk about was that when they run that 16-17 chili roll, the play-action pass, he's the other option that just kind of sneaks out to the flat.
Well, that's comforting.
So if you are playing zone and the linebacker doesn't get over there, or you're playing man and whoever doesn't get over there, you dump it down to him, and the next thing you know, Todd Gurley's being Todd Gurley. So it is such a great scheme that has so many outlets and just adds so much conflict to the defense that it's just tough to defend. And, Dan, it was a good question. Do you play zone? I don't know. It's just, they're so hard. Everybody's played so many different styles of defenses against them that nothing's worked, obviously. But to me, the only way it is going to work is the Bears front four playing like the Rams front four has this year.
Yeah, and I heard Vic Fangio talk about the fact that Saquon Barkley busted a couple of runs. He said they executed poorly, the other came late. I don't know if that was excusing guys for situation or oddity or being tired, though, but he was essentially saying that for the most part, he thought they did okay against him. But the thing about great running backs, all it takes is one at the wrong time. You almost have to be perfect. You can't have a one run with multiple breakdowns. Next thing you know, you're losing an overtime game.
100%. You have to. And to me, is when you look at this Rams team, what do you stop? You try to say, all right.
You
got to
stop Gurley. That's the easy answer.
That's what I think it is. You have to, but you're right. He is so good, he can bust two out. They have another play. They run a little toss sweep where the tackle cracks down. The tackle pulls. And they crack down. He's got a few touchdowns out of that in the red zone, where he is just so versatile, where he can run the zone very, very well, where he presses the hole, he's patient, and he hits it and finds the hole. And he's also great at these, the pin and pull plays, or whatever you want to call them, that he's tough, man. He is just – this is a huge test. This is a game, Dan and Connor, that I call – they're a young team, and it reminds me of 05 when we went into Pittsburgh. They were 7-5, I think, at the time, but a darn good team, and I think we were 9-3. And we were young, and it was a game where I look back at, we knew we were an ascending team and a young team, and it was a game where it was, how good are we? How good can we be? And we went in there and lost. I think it was 21-9. But I think we understood as a young team that, all right, this is where we've got to get to. The Steelers went on to win the Super Bowl that year, so they were obviously a great team. But I kind of see this game that same way, where it's a litmus test for them. To me, they're ahead of the curve of what I thought they would be as far as production with this young team. And it's an exciting game for them to go in and say, all right, we're going to play an 11-1 team. Let's see how good we are, because they are that good. And this is a great chance for them to truly figure out, are we here yet, or are we going to be there next year? And that's going to be fun to watch.
Pat, can you help me understand what it might be like to be inside Mitch Trubisky's brain, having not played for the last essentially 2.5 weeks and now coming back against a team like this?
Well, I think you're going to be nervous, obviously, and then you got to look at he's kind of been set up for this. If you go back to the preseason, he didn't play much in the last couple preseason games.
Yeah.
So he's had a second chance to kind of do this. I can't remember the – I know the I don't think his numbers were great in that first game, but he's done this before, so we'll see how he responds. But maybe this is the genius behind Matt Nagy of sitting out the guys in the preseason for 2 weeks and then saying, all right, get out there and get the regular season started because he's doing it again.
It sounds to me the way you describe this matchup is that you're not optimistic of the Bears' chances. It sounds like you're describing a heat check for the Bears.
I think it is. And you're going to put everybody on notice, man. They have so many good players and so many playmakers that whether you're the Charles Leno going against Dante Fowler Jr., who is playing a lot better than he did at the Jacksonville Jaguars, all the way across the board, everybody has arguably their toughest matchup of the year. And defensive front-wise for the Bears, who are fantastic, obviously with Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks, they have to go against an offensive line that's pretty good, but execute their scheme with that play-action pass so well that they've got to win their one-on-one matchups, and that's the only way I see them winning this game. They're going to have to find out where they can win one-on-one. And if they play man, that Amukamara and Kyle Fuller, they have to have their best game of the year. Up front, those guys, at least two of them, have to win every play to disrupt the offensive line and get in Jared Goff's face. So it's a tough matchup. It's just a really tough matchup. I'm actually sitting here staring at the depth chart, just looking at the names and you know what they're going against. It's tough, but it's going to be fun. They better embrace it, and they're going to find out how good they are.
Well, they ought to be pretty damn thankful, too, that the Vikings are in Seattle to face a team that's really ticking up, where the Vikings are. I think that arrow is more down than up at this point.
Yeah, last week was perfect form. They couldn't have gone any better losing. You know what I mean? Everybody else losing.
Yeah.
I think we would be looking at this game a whole lot differently if the Vikings would have won last week. And they're very fortunate. They've been fortunate all year with kind of how things have fallen with injuries against other teams or other guys on other teams. And, you know, right now is gut check time, and this is a how good are you game. So it's going to be fun.
Always fun, Patrick. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat.
All right, see you guys.
Patrick Manley, the former Chicago Bear. He's been brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Are you or a loved one over 65? That means you're at greater risk for serious complications from the flu. Fever's the main difference between cold and flu, so you need an accurate thermometer to tell the difference. The Exergen Temporal Scanner is backed by more than 70 clinical studies and is quick and easy to use.
Worth reminding you, too, that Hub and Patrick Manley are going to be at Leader Bar, 3000 West Irving Park Road in Chicago.
Is it 3,000 or 3,000? 3,000. I know, but I think Chicagoans say 3,000.
I've never heard. I've been here. I've been back here for 10-plus years now. I've never heard anyone say 3,000.
I have. It's sort of a long time thing, and people get mad when you
regardless
say 3,000.
Regardless of how you say it, they're at Leader
place.
Bar. Post game is Hub, Olin, and Big Cat, and the post game is at Dan's place. You can stay there until you feel like leaving, or until he runs out of Cameron Hughes wine.
You're going to watch me write a column in my underpants.
You can meet the guys, watch the game, and enjoy Miller Lite special. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
I'd just like to point out that Shane and Jay are actually ironing out a bet on if Bryce Harper signs with the White Sox.
Seriously?
All right, Shane's been on one today. Because
today?
This guy is so personally invested in the usage rate of the coat rack that he's angry if the coat rack isn't populated with coats. Like, we're going to have to, like, buy coats just to keep on the coat rack, or have Tony Medlin have a coat drive for the coat rack.
Maybe that's how we do it. You put your coats to be donated on the coat rack. That way we can just walk it. That would get usage out of the coat rack. I mean, I would actually be inspired to use. I got a couple of coats that I'm looking to get rid of.
It's just how personally he takes. Like, he went out of his way. Shane, you bought the coat rack, right? No.
You use petty cash.
You acquired the coat rack. Drawer. You drafted the coat. What?
Mitch paid for the coat rack.
Did you assemble it?
You inspired the coat
apparently
rack.
Apparently,
your
I did.
Messiness inspired the coat rack. Jimmy DeCastro,
yes,
ruler of all things Entercom Chicago, was coming around here one day and saw your coat.
I said, whose coat is that?
Thrown on the floor like
a
child.
No, it was not on the floor. It was
thrown
over
on the floor like
it
a child.
It was not on the floor.
And Jimmy said, get a coat rack for the score and make a Twitter account, to which I said, okay, Jimmy, we'll do that. So we did that, and now you don't even want to use it because you're afraid that everybody at the score has lice.
Not everybody.
It's true, he is.
And you don't want to share a space for your coat.
Just
like, your coat is that much better. It's not even a Canada Goose.
He doesn't know where those other coats went
coat
to college.
My coat is literally an $18 coat from Kmart.
Okay, so it's perfect for the $20 coat rack. I don't know why you think you're better than us.
No, it's not that. It's just you don't know what's on people's coats.
Did
and
you
stuff.
Did you assemble the coat
and
rack?
Some people, I did, like, some in people record wear, time.
Allen wrench kind of thing.
Yeah,
are we talking about Phillips
exactly.
or flathead?
You know, people
yeah,
wear, people who wear cologne. Yeah. You know, it'd be like George Offman's phone that always smelled like that cologne, or like, you know, like Terry's cologne kind of thing.
You're
like,
trying to change the subject.
No, I'm just saying the thing. You put people next to coats, you get weird things going on.
Next to the coats, they're coats.
Just put it up there.
No,
people take the okay. L. That's the same
and
as
wait,
putting
hold
your coat
on.
The coat rack.
You walk on Lower Wacker daily, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Well. Maybe your coat's the dirtiest.
Did you say that Jimmy demanded that you create the Twitter account?
Oh, yeah, that was his. Yep, that's his call.
Is he the guy behind it?
I cannot divulge that information.
Is he operating it? That'd be awesome.
Could not divulge that.
I haven't yet followed 670. What is it, 670 the score, coat round?
I don't know.
He's actually also trying to just troll Z-Pack and get that account verified before he is.
Well, how hard would that be?
I think it might be Coat Rack 670, and I think it might already have more followers than a couple of our producers.
The Coat Rack isn't a transient like Z-Pack, so it should be approved pretty quickly. I mean, it should be fine.
Yeah, and the Coat Rack never bought followers, so I think that's why it might get verified first.
Well, it's a $20 coat rack. I don't know how it would possibly buy
the
followers.
Coat rack literally costs more than my coat.
Or Z-Pack.
Or it's more than Z-Pack is worth.
Z-Pack never has more than 20 bucks on him, that's for sure.
Yeah, here come the texters arguing. Only out-of-towners say 3,000 west and south.
I have never heard anyone say 3,000.
The 773 says it's 3,000. The 847 says 60 years of 3,000.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Well,
are
that's
you kidding?
Like when you well, like the South Side stuff, like you know, 136.20.
Used
when
you, to work on the South Side. Right. No one there said 3,000.
There's ways of saying things like that.
Never heard.
Never. Yeah. Never in my life.
The 312 sounds like Bernstein. He probably uses his own mouse and keyboard too.
Yeah, he brings him in and hooks him up before the show.
No,
that's
there's
why it takes so long.
We have disinfectant wipes and some of that stuff. If somebody's in here coughing, all over things. We do change out these windscreens. On the microphones, we keep our own in our locker.
You have to. I mean, those are petri dishes.
Oh God! And what on Belmont, we didn't do that. And you would get like the Buffon one, or like
Buffon's got soggy.
Or the
that was
a oh, Buffon's was happen. Just like tobacco and garlic, and you know you had the North one, and you would get it, be like, ugh, it was just so nasty. Like chunks, you know, you get somebody would sit in there, like I talked to a hockey player, there'd be a tooth stuck in it. I mean, it was just. Bad.
This is from the 630. Dan wears.
Dan, careful.
I was just going to say socks. Oh, your yes. kid's socks. Yeah. And is concerned about germs and smells on other people's coats. It is a fair point.
The clean socks. The ones that are in
so
the
far
drawers,
as, you know.
As far as I know.
So far as you know.
Correct.
Those socks leave the chain of custody of the laundry room, you have no idea what's happened to those socks.
Yeah, I had Ryan Braun actually subpoena one of the people in charge of making sure the socks
You're
going
to get somebody fired. You're going to get somebody fired.
It will ruin somebody's life just because of that. This is the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We think we're going to have a special guest.
Special thing?
We think.
Okay.
But he's run into some complications, so we're trying to get that all ironed out, but they're a perfectly good reason. We have something to give away. We have
a large box.
Omaha Steaks family gift pack.
It's filled with meat.
The giant box of meat might be yours in a moment on the score.
Over the shoulder, and somehow Allen Robinson makes the catch.
Danny Parkins here from the Mac and Parkins Show, afternoons 1 to 6. Up next for the 8-4 first place Bears, it's a big one. We've been waiting all year, Sunday night against the Rams. You've got one of the top offenses against one of the top defenses, two of the top young coaches in the NFL, two young quarterbacks, two of the best defensive players in the NFL. And we're covering it right up to game time, so keep it here for the best Bears talk in town on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Lowe's. Save on gifts for those on your list. Holiday savings start with Lowe's. The list of college football players who are skipping bowl games in order to begin to prepare for the NFL draft is now at 9 and counting. This is a relatively new trend that began 2 years ago when Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette sat out the second-tier bowl games their teams were playing in to ensure they wouldn't suffer an injury that might jeopardize their draft status. This is certainly understandable. When a player has agents whispering in his ear or talking heads blathering on TV that they are locked first-round draft picks, why put themselves at risk in what is essentially an exhibition game played to make the schools and the TV networks money? You can justifiably question the player's loyalty to their teammates, but in the end, they're protecting their futures. It's a shame when this happens, but it also makes complete sense. I'm John Feinstein.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank, we make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
North Pole Hotline, Mrs. Claus here.
Help, I'm losing sleep over what to get everyone on my list.
Rest assured, Old Navy's got you covered.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is on sale.
The entire store?
Yes, get up to 60% off on gifts like matching sleep sets and cozy sweaters.
Up to 60% off the entire store?
Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 and sweaters from $12.
I'm not gonna sleep on that. I need it now.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
Time to rise and shine.
Holiday your heart out with up to 60% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 12/5 through 12/12. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The holidays start now with 50 to 75% off at Gap Factory. Stock up on weekend-only doorbusters like cozy sweaters and logo favorites from $9.99. Plus, save big with an extra 15% off only at Gap Factory. And at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off store-wide. Stock up on sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, extra savings of 15% or more only at Banana Republic Factory. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial?
Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
North Pole Hotline, Mrs. Claus here.
Help, I'm losing sleep over what to get everyone on my list.
Rest assured, Old Navy's got you covered.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is on sale.
The entire store?
Yes, get up to 60% off on gifts like matching sleep sets and cozy sweaters.
Up to 60% off the entire store?
Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 and sweaters from $12.
I'm not gonna sleep on that. I need it now.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
Time to rise and shine.
Holiday your heart out with up to 60% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 12/5 through 12/12. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ouch. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You lead an odd life, Connor.
I know.
And you're showing me things on your phone that I...
Well, it didn't make any sense.
Here's what's weird. The first you said, the pre-show meeting, you said, yeah, I had this really weird dream last night. And then you're showing me something...
Oh, that dream was messed up.
Showing me something on your phone that's real, but easily could have been a dream.
This could have been like a midway story. We went to Brew Lights last night.
What's Brew Lights?
So it's, you know, they do zoo lights at the Lincoln Park Zoo. The lights are up. It's the Christmas music.
Yeah,
and
Parkins
the lights are everywhere.
Yeah. His wife.
It's lovely. It's really nice. You walk through. It's great. You get the whole Christmas spirit in there. It's much better when you go with snow on the ground visually, but it's awful when you go with snow on the ground because you have wet socks for the entire evening.
Sure.
We've got a Brew Lights the last couple of years. It's a blast. It's fun.
It is Zoo Lights just with beer.
Yeah, but they've got different kiosks set up all across the zoo, and then you just get little tasters of different beers around town.
Giant tankards.
Well, see, that's why you got to master the bang bang. That's what you got to figure out there. That's the technique you use. It's because they're big, long lines to get it. You get into, and then you just kind of hang out and share Christmas cheer and all that kind of stuff. And then once you get up to the dispensary where they pour, you got to throw a ticket in, but there's a long table, right?
Yeah,
so we've mastered the technique of they pour you the first one and you just fire that bad boy back, and then by the time you get to the end of the table, you've put your glass down for a second instead of having to go back through the other line. It's the bang bang, you know, you're there for lunch and stay there for dinner.
Veteran move.
Yeah, it's you know, it took us a couple of years to come up with it, but you end up
doing
it.
Who's us? So how big is this traveling party?
Just the guys. You know, it's Adam and it's Dennis and the women's. And sometimes there's some friends. Sometimes it's about 6 to 10 people, something like that. It's the group you want to take. That's the manageable group. So you walk through, we go to like the primate house where the apes are, you know?
The Great Ape House?
Yes, the Great Ape House.
Or is it the not bad ape house? You eventually have to get promoted to great.
Oh, no, this ape house was great.
The pretty good ape house. Yeah. No, it's not the house, it's the apes.
It's
the quality of apes.
It's the ape house.
The ape house.
It's
nice. The great apes are over there. That's way too expensive.
So we're walking through, and they're sleeping, you know, these big, large primates and stuff. And we're walking by, and there's a band playing in the corner. And it's this like Latin samba kind of band going on that's got a full drum set.
Samba Christmas music?
And they weren't playing Christmas music. Or at least I didn't know it as Christmas music. But
okay.
It's this loud. I mean, it's a band, man. They're going at it. They've got amps and everything. There's a half stack.
Well, maybe in Brazil, that's Christmas music,
they're
right?
But they're getting after it.
Right.
The sign is out there for the apes. And it says, apes need their sleep too. Please do not tap on glass or use flash photography. But apparently the band is fine.
So you've got a big amped samba band that's playing, but tapping on the glass will wake the sleeping apes.
Don't use flash photography and don't tap on the glass. Apes need their sleep too. 3, 4, a samba. Like, what's why? How is that okay?
Right. I don't know if there's the same sign at Farm in the Zoo, which is also part of Lincoln Park Zoo.
Farm in the Zoo.
There's Farm in the Zoo, and if you go there, there's a picture of Les Grobstein.
Farmer in the Dell.
There's a picture of Les telling you not to wake the sleeping horse. Because of the famous adage.
Oh, no, don't wake the sleeping horse.
It has suggested do not wake a sleeping horse. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. So all the apes were asleep?
Yeah, everybody was conked out. There were a couple of, you know, the smaller guys.
Even the bonobos? Are there bonobos there?
I didn't see any.
They're just constantly humping each other. I don't think they take time to sleep.
But they hump in the back at night. You know, they don't not out front.
Oh, they want to do it out front.
Careful.
They want you to see every bit. Go to the Milwaukee Zoo sometime. Take your traveling party.
I've been
party.
To the Milwaukee Zoo.
That's where the bonobos are.
It's a hell of a zoo.
That's a freak show.
Did you just do the samba beat because Tanny's in the room?
No, he's done that mix before.
I know. I was wondering if that's why you did it.
No. I'm sure we're welcome to use it again.
I say samba, and then we cue up the samba beat. Yeah. Going on.
He's got it.
No, I didn't see any bonobos. There were langurs, something like that. There were these little small primates.
Lemurs?
No, langurs. Not lemurs.
Langurs?
Langurs. Never seen them before in my life. They were pretty crazy.
Not tarsiers.
I don't know what a tarsier is. They could be a cousin to the langur. L-A-N-G-U-R. They were pretty wild looking. They looked a little bit like a lemur, but not with the, you know, big eyes.
It's a genus of colubine monkey. Okay, it's a monkey. Say monkey.
They were also not disturbed by the samba music. They're fine.
Were there siamangs?
Yes. I don't know.
They make odd whooping noises.
Yeah, they were part of the samba band, actually. They were the backup singers.
Yeah, they make very, very... They sound like Terry. if you get too close there. And oddly enough, they look like Terry.
Let me show you the other video I took.
You'll go get tangy!
All right, let's give away meat next on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at holidayinnexpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at holidayinnexpress.com. Terms apply.
Are you tired of seeing your credit card balances increase month after month after month? You're not alone. According to a recent CNBC report, consumer debt is scheduled to reach $4 trillion. That's right, $4 trillion by the end of 2018. Summer vacations, day camp, sports camp, overnight camp, trips to see grandma, back-to-school supplies sound expensively familiar. The bad news is there's no money fairy that's going to make your credit card debt disappear. The good news is that home values have increased substantially, and Team Hochberg can help you consolidate your credit card debt with a cash-out refinance to substantially lower your monthly payments as well. This isn't the first 100th or 1,000th time you've heard a Team Hochberg advertisement encouraging you to refinance, so what are you waiting for? Stop procrastinating. Pick up the phone. Call Team Hochberg now, 312-751-1333. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License, C4358, NMLS 19.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
North Pole Hotline, Mrs. Claus here.
Help, I'm losing sleep over what to get everyone on my list.
Rest assured, Old Navy's got you covered.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is on sale.
The entire store?
Yes, get up to 60% off on gifts like matching sleep sets and cozy sweaters.
Up to 60% off the entire store?
Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 and sweaters from $12.
I'm not gonna sleep on that. I need it now.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
Time to rise and shine.
Holiday your heart out with up to 60% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 12/5 through 12/12. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
North Pole Hotline, Mrs. Claus here.
Help, I'm losing sleep over what to get everyone on my list.
Rest assured, Old Navy's got you covered.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is on sale.
The entire store?
Yes, get up to 60% off on gifts like matching sleep sets and cozy sweaters.
Up to 60% off the entire store?
Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 and sweaters from $12.
I'm not gonna sleep on that. I need it now.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
Time to rise and shine.
Holiday your heart out with up to 60% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 12/5 through 12/12. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Saturdays at 8 a.m. Don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatment for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on 670 The Score.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. We Coach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
Older, no cosigner, and everyone drives regardless of credit.
Psst. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Area code 708, I think it's official, the Blackhawks suck. They can't hold a lead. That was a big problem last year, too. Now, with Cam Newton, they're at least better as far as backup goalies.
I didn't know that.
I was unaware.
You always learn something listening to Les.
What kind of cap hit does Cam Newton come with for the Blackhawks this year?
Yeah, that's some athleticism between the pipes, though, man.
Does he have a new, no trade clause? They're going to be able to move him?
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins in Northwestern Basketball could be joined by you at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this winter season, and single-game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. All right, how do you want to do this? Want to pick a caller number?
Yeah, I think we should pick a caller number for the big box of meat that we're giving away.
How about seven?
No. Yeah, fine, seven.
Seven. Caller seven to the contest line now, 312-591-6700, not the regular line. If you call the regular line, I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to clown you. So call the contest line.
Could have a rousing game of Score Hello.
312.
No, it's not our gig, but we could just, you know, borrow it for a second.
591-6700 wins an Omaha Steaks family gift package. If you don't win, you can still buy this great package for the low, low price of only $49.99 for a limited time by going to omahasteaks.com and entering the code WSCR. Hello, you're on the Score. Oh, man. Did you do that to me?
I always try and throw him on hold real quick because we hear that sound in here.
Oh, you know, hi, you're on the Score. Job. Can I help you?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
This is not.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Hi, welcome to the Score.
Did you do that to me?
Yep.
I always try and throw him on hold real quick.
Hey.
What caller number did I get?
54.
Yeah, you're well late, and you called the wrong number. Hi, you're on the Score. Can I help you? Oh, man.
Damn
it.
I don't know, 2 out of 3 isn't bad.
Yeah, I don't know how much clearer you could be. Right? You say very specifically what the number is.
Really?
You give out the number twice. Hi, you're on the Score.
Is this a
Scrap
Steve impersonation line?
Okay, now the second wave.
All right.
Yeah.
The bit has caught on.
The second wave comes to comedians.
See.
Here they come.
Well done.
Out
top
of the clown
notch.
Car, here comes Buddy Hackett and Jack Carter.
You know, now's about the time in the week, Dan, where I ask you, what I always ask you around Friday, you got a feel for this Bears-Rams thing? Have you generated enough? Because we have talked to some people who, one way or the other, I did not expect Pat Manley to have the feel for Bears-Rams that he did. And I get the sense that you're about the same spot.
I am. I'm almost in the identical spot.
I still think, though, that the opportunity is there, and it's a chance. It's a chance for them to go earn something that they've put themselves out as able to accomplish and able to achieve. Parkins mentioned it. He checked me on it the other day, and he's right to do it. You don't have to win out if you lose this game against the Rams. You've got the Vikings playing the Seahawks, and that's such a great little umbrella to carry through the rainy times if you do end up winning. But it does, I think, change a little bit of the tenor. And I think it's because of three things. It's because of a loss to the Dolphins and the way you did it. It's because of a loss to the Giants and the way you did it. And it's because of what, I guess, in that estimation would end up being a loss to the Rams. And there is a way to take an L in this game on Sunday night and still announce yourself as a presence in the NFC.
They already have. I think they're well past the point of announcing themselves as a presence.
I don't know that that's true. You're counting on Mitch Trubisky to not miss a beat when he comes back after 2.5 weeks and not playing football.
Still, but you're 8-4.
It means you're counting on the continued ascension of a quarterback whose development, I was told over and over again in the first 4 weeks where I was a little irpy watching him, is not linear.
I agree. I just think it's more simple than you're making it. I think they're 8-4. They are a really good team. They are probably going to the playoffs. They're not as good as the Rams. And if they play 10 times, the Rams win 7.
Okay, so that means you can rest in the confidence of the Vikings not being what you assumed, what anyone assumed they would be this season.
For whatever reason, I'm not worried about whether or not they're going to make the playoffs.
The Bears?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. I think that is a playoff team, if nothing else, because of the performance of that defense. And the offense can come along with it. I just, you know, we sat here 3 weeks ago or whatever it was before Thanksgiving thinking that the Saints and the Cowboys was a game that allowed you the opportunity just to get a couple of stops to show some of a blueprint on how to put a halt, just a brief halt on a high-flying offense.
Well, I'm not saying there is an opportunity to do more, and I'm not trying to aim low. I'm just trying to be honest about how I feel about them from what I've seen so far. It is possible that this could be the game where the Bears' defense is so spectacularly executed and so dominant, and they throttle the vaunted Rams, and everybody stands up and says, wait a second, we didn't realize that the Bears are a title contender right damn now, a year too early, and this is the coach of the year, and this is the defense of the year. It could happen. I'm not saying it can't. My range of likelihoods doesn't have that as a real big chunk.
And I guess I don't mean to say that I'm worried about the perception of this team, whether it's after a loss or after a win, because I think most of the talent levels that they'll start, that they'll run out there, have been established. But there are a few that haven't been. And whether that's because of an uneven offense at times, Matt Nagy consistently says he'd like to have a better run game. Who wouldn't? Some of that is predicated on choosing to run the ball. Some of that's predicated on getting a better effort from your offensive line. But that's where my worry lies. It's not so much that, oh, I want everybody to believe in the Bears or whatever. My worry lies in an offensive line that didn't get it done in protecting a backup quarterback. My worry lies in a quarterback coming back into an offensive line that's looked a little iffy, and they're going against Aaron Donald on Sunday. That's not changing. I mean, that guy's going to come to eat.
Yeah, Patrick Manley did a really good job of describing that move, of describing that sidestep into the leap. There's another one, and there are any number of available videos that are just super cuts of his.
Each one more horrifying than the last.
There's one that almost looked like a Euro step.
A Euro step, really?
You know what I mean? Like where you stop and sort of like a one way and then immediately the other way when somebody's leaning, where you think somebody's
it's not gonna, a travel, by the way.
Right? No, it's not a travel. You're just stepping in the other direction with the other leg, and it left the lineman completely stymied.
Flummoxed.
It was done so quickly that they were just expecting him to continue, and he just makes this veer move, and it almost looked like a running back. It almost looked like when somebody like Saquon Barkley...
Oh, kind of dead-legging somebody?
One of the guys just as able to stop a linebacker. And I mean, we saw it happen to Roquan Smith a couple times already this year. Maybe, you know, maybe really this is the game for him. We should be looking at it that way. Because there's been a debate, like, is a first-round pick of that repute? And, yeah, he's leading the team in tackles, but has there been anything spectacular? Sack here, sack there. People have... Hey, we had a caller ask Hub, has he been playing up to expectations for somebody drafted where he is? If you tell him to be the wherever Gurley is, you make sure you're there too.
I think he's lived up to first round expectation. I mean, you look up and down though at the top 10 of this last year's draft, and there happened to be a couple of guys playing incredibly well. I mean, I'd probably put Baker Mayfield's performance a little bit above Roquan Smith so far. Saquon Barkley the same way. Denzel Ward is just a blur on the field defensively. He's terrific. Quentin Nelson's really good. Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Bradley Chubb are all the other three guys. That, well, there's three, right? Three guys that were drafted in front of him that I think I'd put Roquan Smith in front of in terms of performance, in terms of first round performance so far.
And to this texter, no, it's not a gyro step. It's not G-Y-R-O. It's not, no, it's Euro, as in a step popularized by, it isn't just European basketball players. It's called a Euro step, but a lot of foreign players, you know, Manu Ginobili, who's not European, was known for using the Euro step. All you step in one, once you pick up your dribble in basketball, it's a step in one direction, and then going back the opposite direction, not a travel, but using that second allowed step to carry you in a different direction.
The other way, yeah. Oftentimes, guys will deke into the lane with the first, and then away from the lane the second, or vice versa.
It was just popular in European leagues and among players there. You can YouTube it. So Aaron Donald did something like that, but quicker, more explosively, and more violently, in a way that just leaves the guard in the center like, you're supposed to take him? I don't know. He's over there. I think our quarterback is dead. Yeah, maybe we should send flowers.
Never really got into gyros, by the way. Not a gyro guy.
I don't crave them.
I don't know whether it's the tzatziki sauce or the cucumbers or the lamb or whatever. See, or
tzatziki sauce for me is its own thing.
Oh, just a side that you like, yes. Hollandaise sauce that you were baiting in earlier this
morning? When I go to a Greek restaurant, I mean, with the bread, we get a big order. Look, my Twitter avatar, the smiley face.
Yeah.
That is an order of tzatziki as it arrived at my table at Barba Yanni in Lincoln Square.
I thought that was cottage cheese.
No. That's Kalamata olives, and that's how the spoon was sitting in my smiling plate of tzatziki. So to me, I don't need the gyro meat to go with tzatziki. If I want to order lamb chops or padaikia or whatever later on, that's fine. You're right. I don't, not on my list of craved things.
Fine.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. They are here for you. They are McNeil and Parkins, and you will get to hear from them next on The Score.
Over the show.
The Mully and Haw Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 8-4 Bears. Wow, this is it. Finally, the big one. A Sunday nighter against the Rams. It's the top Rams offense against the top Bears defense, and we're covering it right up to game time. So keep it here for the best Bears talk on Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score and 6-7ofthescore.com.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret.
There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
North Pole Hotline, Mrs. Claus here.
Help, I'm losing sleep over what to get everyone on my list.
Rest assured, Old Navy's got you covered.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is on sale.
The entire store?
Yes, get up to 60% off on gifts like matching sleep sets and cozy sweaters.
Up to 60% off the entire store?
Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 and sweaters from $12.
I'm not gonna sleep on that. I need it now.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
Time to rise and shine.
Holiday your heart out with up to 60% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 12/5 through 12/12. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Because, you know, like, everyone's going to have Mitch Trubisky jerseys. Everyone's going to have Khalil Mack jerseys. But if you want to be, like, the hipster Bears fan.
Is that what you're aiming for?
Well, I don't really wear jerseys anymore. But
yeah.
Tariq Cohen, Anthony Miller, Eddie Jackson are really good nominations for, like, second-tier Bears that are going to be fan favorites in this city. Am I wrong about that?
No, yeah, I think you're right. And it's, you know, when you look at the linebackers, Mac is clearly the fan favorite.
Roquan had the missed tackle on Diggs.
I think he's been terrific as a first-year player. I have no quarrel with Roquan Smith. Arrow is pointing up, my friend.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall.